Welcome to the Warrior Growth Academy podcast, a place for anybody and everybody who wants to become the best versions of themselves.
Your story doesn't make you who you are. It is the rest of your story, who you choose to be.
You can write a story about who you've been, and you can write a story about who you are now. But you can also write a story about who you could be.
It's better to be a warrior in a garden than a gardener in the war.
Look into your heart and see what it is that you truly want.
You have to take possession of your life. You must be the master of your own kingdom.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another episode of the Warrior Growth Academy podcast, where we go on a journey of discovering who we truly are and want to become through ancient and modern wisdom, philosophies, and stories. The question today is, why do we cry in movies even if we know it's fake? And actually, what's most interesting about this fact is how it translates in our life and how we play movies in our heads. Let's explore more. All right, so for sure, I don't think we all cry in movies. I'm sure some of you just watch movies and you know it's entertainment, but what's most probably sure is that you still get emotional, especially the movies that you like, that you enjoy. You still feel the emotion that the movie tries to translate. It can be happiness, it can be sadness, it can be anger or being scared if you love watching horror movies. Whatever it is, you still feel the emotion that you see on the screen. So the first question is, why is it so? But the most important question is, do we play movies in our heads, in our regular life? And also in that case, feel the emotions and let those emotions maybe even run our decisions and our life. So first point beyond movies and regular life is emotions are something incredibly strong and they do take over the logical reasoning. So any scientist, any psychologist will agree on the fact that, for example, when you get emotional, this is not the best time to make a life-changing decision or even a smaller decision. And just to point out, emotions are not bad. Emotions are what makes us humans. Emotions are what makes this life a roller coaster of ups and downs, and it makes us feel alive. But if you want to be the main decision maker in this life and you want your life to be as beautiful and fulfilling and happy as it possibly can, for sure emotions can get in the way and stop you from making the right decisions and also from living life to the fullest. Before getting too much deep into our regular life, let's first come back to the analysis of movies. So first of all, movies obviously are made by professionals because it is also a business that drives a lot of money. So they are able to get the best scriptwriters, the best actors, the best psychologists, whoever they need to create and design the acting, the story evolution, the music to make it seem and feel as real as possible. And actually, it is something that has been observed in movies. It's the reciprocity that we feel with the character. That's why a lot of movies, not all of them, obviously, but a lot of movies are about regular average people that kind of live a life that is similar to most of the audience, and that creates that reciprocity. And the relatable situations of their life in the movie are kind of relatable and similar to our life and life situations. Also, those characters that are obviously imagined by a scriptwriter are created in a way so we can connect with them. So their experience becomes our experience. That's why we feel transported to this environment. And each moment seen is carefully designed to create and get you into that world. And also, as our regular lives, most of the movies, if not all of them, are an emotional roller coaster. I don't think you could name one movie where the main character and also the other characters are not going through ups and downs, through situations of winning and happiness, and also situations of struggle and sadness. And actually, it's crazy because obviously I've read a little bit about the subject before today's episode, and scientists really observed our brain reactions to events in movies are actually similar to real life situations. So our brain have these mirror neurons that are activated when we learn new motor skills, and also when we watch someone else do similar actions as us. So those feel-good scenes and happy endings release oxytocin, the happy hormone, just as if we would live that situation in our life. Isn't that crazy? And just in general, think about it. When you watch a movie that you like, whatever type of movies you enjoy, most probably you like the character that usually is the main character, the hero of the movie, because they give you a sense of empowerment, right? Think, I don't know, Matrix, right? Neo is this average regular guy that is in the rat race, and then he has this call for adventure, and he becomes, little by little, with training and with the right mentorship, he becomes this incredible skilled fighter and hero that is very empowering. Think of any other movie, Mission Impossible or Lord of the Rings or Star Wars. You have these main characters that give you a certain sense of you are stronger than you are today, or your potential is greater than what you're living right now in your life. You leave that movie if you're in the theaters, or you just leave your couch, but you leave whatever place you were watching the movie empowered. And obviously, then the question is, what do you do with this feeling and this emotion that is beautiful? Do you change something in your life, or do you just get that little release of oxytocin? You love the movie, and then you just talk about it with maybe a friend or two, and it's forgotten. So obviously, there's also optimization that we could use in our lives in order to use those emotions in movies or even in music. And we're not going to get into other elements and parts of motivation. But coming back to movies, we have those emotions that can be, again, sadness, happiness, empowerment, that can be then utilized in order to step up in your life and change things about your life. So that's also something very interesting to note here. Now, going to the stories that we tell ourselves. And when I say we tell ourselves, it's either the way that you perceive a past situation when you were younger or even a week ago, the things and the beliefs that you have about your life. For example, I must prove at work that I am smart and valuable because I don't think that I am, or I don't think people think that about me. So there's a lot of ways we can tell ourselves quote-unquote stories. And also just simply relieving a past memory in our mind and the meaning that we associate to that memory, and also the lesson and the wisdom from that memory. So bottom line, when we live a situation in our brain, our body reacts the same as if it was real. And that's, I think, the most important lesson today. Coming back again, and that's why I started this conversation with the movies, is that those emotions are real even if the situation isn't. Meaning it's a movie or it's a story, aka a movie in your mind. But your body reacts the same. So imagine reliving many times painful situations from your past and going again and again through all the emotions that you felt in that real situation. So if it's a painful situation or something that cripples you, that blocks you, that stops you, that makes you feel unworthy or weak, while you're basically torturing yourself on and on with the same situation, even if it already passed, and also you're spending focus and energy on a brand new day that you're not even living that situation right now, today, but you're still spending your time and focus and energy on that situation. So it's really, in a way, a kind of a self-torture that you're giving yourself on and on. And again, all those stories from the past or the beliefs that were formed from those stories, we give a meaning to those stories. And this meaning, which is kind of the lesson, the wisdom from that story, can be something positive or negative. And then those meanings that become with time also kind of our beliefs and the wisdom that we carry in our brain and around us, they help us or cripples us to navigate in our day-to-day reality. So they can as much empower us and also make us make better decisions and guide us, but they can also make us feel stuck. And also, actually, another type of story that I didn't even mention is the potential stories that we imagine, right? You failed something and you imagine a conversation with your boss or your parents or a loved one or a friend or a stranger, whatever it is. And you imagine that situation that hasn't even happened and most probably won't even happen. But again, you live it in your head and you feel those emotions that cripple you in that time. So really, those stories that we imagine or relive in our brain can either give us life force and focus and energy and excitement, or do the complete opposite. And also the stories that we imagine about the future, they can excite us or make us anxious. And again, coming back to emotions, whether they are positive or negative, they still tend to be bad advisors for decisions. So again, let's all remember and try to catch yourself maybe when you make whatever decision it is about buying a car, about moving to a new place, about traveling, about going out on a Friday night. When people feel good, so they have positive emotions, they tend to make too much optimistic decisions. And on the other end, when they feel stress or anxious, they tend to make pessimistic decisions. But neither are good, because if you're too hopeful about the future, let's say, and you make a drastic decision of quitting your job and you don't have any money put to the side and you're so excited about this new business idea that you have, but then a week later, reality catches up on you and you're completely out of finances and out of stability and out of security. Well, that optimism didn't help you for too long and didn't make you make a good decision. And on the other side, if you're too pessimistic, well, then you might maybe not at all make any decision about something that could make your life better and make you more happy. So all that to say, on one end, remember that emotions are not good advisors in decision making. And most importantly, remember that emotions in the things that we imagine that are not real, just as in movies, are as powerful as the real situations in life. So be on the lookout and observe if the movies, the stories you play and tell yourself in your head are positive or negative. Because if they're often negative, they're making your life way harder than it actually is, because you're reliving a certain situation or a scenario in your mind that either isn't real and will not happen, or that already happened in the past and you don't have to torture yourself again. It was a one-time situation, and the only and best thing that you can do is just look at it without any emotions extract the lesson from it so you don't make the same mistake, or simply that you just learn from that situation and move on and live in the present and don't make your present a torture but a beautiful part of your journey. On this, I hope this was useful. I wish you a wonderful day and a wonderful movie that is playing in your head. And I will see you at the next episode of the Warrior Growth Academy podcast.
An educated person is not necessarily one who has an abundance of general or specialized knowledge. An educated person is one who has so developed the faculties of their mind that they may acquire anything they want.
It is important to draw wisdom from many different places. If we take it from only one place, it becomes rigid and stale. Understanding others, the other elements, and the other nations will help you become whole.
Step by step, the student is being brought together with himself to the point where he catches up with his own inner being and can accept it completely. And that is, you see, the most difficult thing to do. To accept oneself completely.
But because we lack awareness or understanding of who we are, we're totally locked into a physical world, and we let things outside of us control us. 95% of the population are reacting to life. They're not really living at all.
And it's very important that you realize that your evolution, your journey through this incredible thing is nothing to do with anyone else. And you can't live your life the way your mommy and daddy want you to live it, or the way the people at the office say you gotta live it, or the way society says you gotta live it. You gotta live it for yourself.